just no more appropriate song to end the Passover Bride.
Victory 91.5. Good morning. Reisenstein, 2 days of Ray teaching on Jesus and his bride and the Passover Bride. It's all going to be it's already posted at the Victory 91.5 Facebook page, Reisenstein on Facebook, Reisenstein on Twitter, and victory915.com.
One of the things that God used in my life to draw me into how important this history is, not just because it's history, it's not just for a certain people, it is for all of God's people. But the significance, the first details that drew me in were that Good Friday was the day that he was crucified.
Yes.
The festival, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, where we get rid of the leaven, which represents sin, that we fast from that, that was when he was buried in the tomb, that he was in the tomb, that his sinless body was buried on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He rose from the grave on the festival of first fruits.
Hallelujah.
And first fruits represented the harvest and the first of to give offering to God. The Jewish people would, you know, their crops and their harvest, they would take the first fruits, and that was their tithe. And that Jesus represents, and please correct me if you hear any of this incorrectly, that Jesus represents that tithe to God for our sin. He was the sacrifice, that he was the first fruits.
Wow.
I mean, those are the details that first God used to awaken my heart to the importance of this.
One of the most basic traditions at every feast is never go before God empty-handed. That's what the word commands. Never approach God empty-handed. And this is why the Feast of First Fruits, it all represented the day that he would come and not just give some kind of offering, but give his own life. And so I just got to say, you know, without getting too in-depth, you can go all the way back to the Garden of Eden with this tree. Why was this tree even there? Mm. I mean, it was only going to lead him astray.
Right.
And that tree really represents the shadowy type of it is of giving. Not only tithing, but giving and offerings, because they had everything. And yet, they had to have one more thing. God has given us everything, and so he's taught us to give to him. And so when we don't respond with a giving and a heart of charity, we're returning to the garden again. And just like Eve saying, it's good for food, it's good for this, it's good. And we want that one more thing when God's given us everything. When we give, we're like Christ at the Feast of First Fruits, when we've given everything and said, God, it is all yours. You tell me what to do with it. And we emulate him, and that's resurrection. That's where we really come to know life, when because it's about dying to ourselves and all that we have. So it is, all of that is, it's all great revelation, and that's why it's, even at Passover, at our house, every feast becomes something where you get something, and there's presents given. And so Passover, with the Afikoman time, it is that moment where we celebrate his giving. We have a little present, and everybody, we trade gifts.
Aww.
It's something really special. So they're just little things, but it's neat.
Mm-hmm.
So as we wrap up, a couple of things, I wanted to just one final word for you, for those of you that may do Passover Seders or take part in it or wonder how the things go. There's several things that you need to know. Number one, and you know, there are 4 cups of wine or juice in this Seder. You know, back in the day, it probably wasn't as dangerous to have 4 cups of wine.
They were small cups.
They would crash their camels into each other. I don't know. It was a different reality. In our day, you obviously couldn't go over to somebody's house and try to celebrate a Seder with 4 cups of wine. It's just not going to end well, okay? And in the South, you know, we pretty well have a reality of the dangers of alcohol. So pretty much everything's done with wine in the southern region of the United States. There are a lot of churches who still have a tradition of using wine for communion and those things. So just a note, there is what's called the priestly mix or the temple mix, which was a mixture of one thing, wine, to 3 parts of water.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bride, we just talked about the wedding. Well, at the weddings and stuff like that, you serve the bad wine for mixed wine first, and you save good wine for the very ending. So a lot of times times for these ceremonies when they're at other places for those traditions that prefer wine, that they would mix, they would water it down to knock a lot of that alcohol out of it. But obviously, juice works just fine too. Mm-hmm. But no matter what you do during the Passover Seder, the meal is in the middle, so you have to drink a lot of something, and without food. So it's always better to have a little food or start eating in the beginning of the meal and just make it a whole time of relaxing. Don't feel like you have some kind of weird tradition, but definitely, if you've ever had 4 cups of juice, that's a lot of sugar in your stomach. It will make you sick.
I'll be drinking the juice. my dad tells the story of growing up in an Orthodox house. His grandfather was Orthodox Jewish.
Yeah.
So it would be a 3.5 hour service before they would touch the food. And he said everybody was just ready to pass out.
Oh, definitely. And that's not uncommon. So I'm just giving a little tip there. So whether, you can't imagine 3 cups of juice will do to you too. You'll have a stomach ache. And so whatever tradition you're from, the point is Jesus. It's all about Jesus and celebrating his blood. And the verse we'll just end with, Revelation 19:7-8. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come.
Yes.
And his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. And that's how it ends. That's what Passover really is about. It has this wonderful elements in Egypt. It has this wonderful elements at the cross. But the beginning and ending is always about the bride. It's about the wedding. And that's our destiny.
Amen.
It's a great Friday.
Hallelujah. It is a great Friday. Praise God. We just want to pray for people before we leave.
And encourage people. Go online. Find this resource on victory91.915.com. Print this out. It's laid out so well. And it's not overwhelming. This would be a great time to spend with your family around the dinner table this weekend.
And you can also listen to all of the shows from yesterday and today. And we've been encouraging people to invite someone to church this weekend.
Hey, have a Seder and invite someone.
Absolutely.
Break bread with others.
Ray, how about if I start this out and you...
Sure.
Close it out, Leanne, and jump in after me. Lord, we just thank you so much for these last 2 days. Your powerful words hitting us afresh, hitting us new, unveiling things that we didn't know about you. Your vision, your wisdom, your power, your might, your plan, your perfect plan. And today, Lord, as Jesus died on a cross for us, for our sin, taking the place that we deserved, taking a key and unlocking our prison cell to give us freedom, we thank you and we praise you. But Father, you didn't end there. You raised him from the dead. And we sing hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father. Would you unveil this to those who don't know you? We pray for the terrorists in Kenya, Father. You took Saul, who was killing Christians, and he became Paul. You did that. You can do that today for these who persecute Christians in 2015. We pray for those who don't know Jesus right here in our backyards, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our families, that you would unveil yourself today, Lord. And for those who are going to church that might not know you, invited by a neighbor or a friend or a family member or a coworker, let them have a mighty encounter with you.
Yes, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, we just thank you so much that just like the lyrics of that song said, that it is not, that the story does not end with the Son of God hanging on the cross, that the end is going to be the wedding day where you come back for your bride. Lord, that we will spend eternity with you. Father, will you just awaken hearts and soften hearts during this weekend to receive the gift that you so freely gave. Lord, I just pray and ask in your name that the enemies, Lord, we were all once your enemy, and you extended the cup of grace and mercy to us, just like you did to Judas. Lord, I just pray that anyone that has not received that gift, Lord, that they would see your hand stretched out to them to take and drink of your cup. Lord, I just, again, just pray for this weekend and pray for any and all days, Lord, that they would be, our hearts and minds would be focused on you and your sacrifice every day. Lord, we just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
And Father, like Rachel, we would weep for your children because they are lost. And God, would you draw Israel to you? We ask for the peace of Jerusalem, and you are that peace. It's not a peace from war. It is a peace of your presence, that when you have been welcomed back, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Lord, we know that name of Jesus, Yeshua, is the name that they have got to speak to be set free, Lord, to know true peace. So God, we ask that this Passover, this weekend, you would draw many to you as you are every day. And God, for us who would be more like the sons of Leah, that were allowed into this covenant and brought in, and you've made us fruitful.
Yes.
And we can see a vibrant church across the nations that you planted. God, we just thank you. And God, we ask for just your hand on us in this weekend and this season. God, draw us near to you to celebrate what it is to be your bride and to celebrate what it was for you to come to be that bridegroom who laid down his life to teach us how to die to ourselves. And God, we lay all this before every word spoken, every word written down. God, write it on hearts. Bring deliverance, bring freedom. God, especially touch David's family.
Yes.
Give them that redemption. Yes. Let them drink deeply of the cup of redemption, God. And Lord, you set them free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.